Boneboy Speaks, episode 803, another case of TSA douchebaggery. I keep wondering when the Transportation Security Administration is just going to just die in a fire, because as somebody goes through airports on a regular basis, I see the level of security they provide, and it's just kind of ridiculous. And you know, they call out just kind of the silliest things, and I'll see these stories where people get things through TSA, and then you've got people that just get stopped for no apparent reason, and get called terrorists, and have issues, right? They get accused of bringing a bomb through, and very clearly don't. I mean, there's video evidence that completely contradicts the TSA story, and it's just amazing what gets the stories that come out about what the TSA doesn't do or what they do. It's just mind-bogglingly incompetent. Some of the stuff that comes out, and this actually, there was an incident recently where the TSA got sued because a traveler got arrested under bogus pretenses, and as I say, there's plenty of evidence to back up the defendant's claims, and you know, the judge just listened to the story and went, this is bogus, you know, didn't even need to see the evidence. The story was just so ridiculous, and the lawsuit is against wrongful arrest, which they better have a decent evidence of an issue, and there wasn't. I mean, the only thing the guy did wrong was didn't declare a bunch of sports bars or whatever, the kind that you eat. He didn't declare that as organic matter when they asked him the question about it. But he didn't give him any trouble, and yet they arrested him because they thought he was making a bomb or something. I mean, this is it's just amazing what the TSA gets away with, and I wouldn't mind dealing with it if they were actually doing anything to really stop the terrorists. And honestly, you know, the terrorist threat is, I mean, we have such a low chance of dying, because of terrorism in this country. I mean, I think flying in general has a higher risk than the risk that terrorism adds in this country. So it's like, okay, we're spending all this money for what? I'm not saying they should do nothing, but it's clearly the amount of money that's being spent and the number of people they're throwing at the problem isn't certainly not making me feel any safer. It just making me feel more harassed. So I wish there was a different way to do it, but unfortunately there's people behind the scenes that are, of course, making sure the status quo stays the same, and will continue to be harassed by people wearing blue shirts and blue gloves if you decide to opt out of the irradiating mutoscope. So there you go. Not terribly surprising that yet another example of TSA douchebaggery.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.